All right, so you sent over this article, right, from Aviation Maintenance Magazine. And it's about how COVID really kind of shook things up for airlines, like how they think about their fleets, the whole maintenance side of things.
Yeah, it's actually kind of wild. COVID forced them to adapt. And some of these changes, they might be here to stay, you know?
For sure. The article, it starts off talking about streamlining, and honestly, it makes sense when you think about it. They use American Airlines. They went from nine different types of planes down to four.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That's
Big
got
chains.
to be huge for their maintenance
Oh,
costs.
absolutely. Imagine, just picture all the logistics, the headaches of keeping spare parts for nine different kinds of aircraft. It's a nightmare. Simplifying things, it's such a smart move. Streamlines everything. Training for mechanics is easier. Repairs are probably faster. And what does that mean for us? Fewer delays, hopefully. Plus, think about it, those cost savings, they got to go somewhere, right? Could mean cheaper flights down the line.
Wow, yeah. Never even thought about it like that. So basically, less variety for us, but potentially cheaper, smoother flights. Who knows?
That's the general idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing's ever simple, right?
Right.
The article, it brings up Southwest. They're famous for sticking to one type of plane.
Yeah.
All Boeing 737s. Always worked for them, cost effective, the whole deal. But now, with the 737 Ariane maybe on its way out, they're kind of stuck.
So they might have to like diversify after all this time. That's a huge change for them.
Exactly. They might have to look at Airbus, the A220, just to stay competitive.
Yeah.
And that just throws a wrench in their whole system that's worked for so long. It shows how a strategy that's like their bread and butter could backfire in a changing market.
It's true. It makes you wonder, though. I mean, streamlining seems like a no-brainer. Are there downsides? There's always a catch, right?
Always, always a trade-off. For airlines like Southwest, so married to one type of plane, it's risky, you know, putting all your eggs in one basket. What happens if something goes wrong with that one plane? Grounds their entire operation. And for passengers, less variety, it could mean fewer options, less frequent flights on certain routes.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Got to find that balance, I guess. So let's shift gears a bit here. This whole digital revolution in maintenance the article talks about, the planes practically diagnosing themselves. Sounds kind of sci-fi to me, I got to be
It
honest.
does sound pretty futuristic, yeah. But it's becoming a reality. They call them health monitoring systems, basically like a Fitbit for planes, constantly collecting data on their own performance.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense, but what kind of data are we talking here, and how does that actually change things?
We're talking everything. Engine temperature, fuel pressure, you name it. Even how well each little component is working. All that data, it's analyzed to catch problems before they become, you know, big problems.
So instead of waiting for something to break, it's like they're one step ahead.
Exactly. And the article, it highlights Republic Airways. They were like ahead of the curve on this.
Yeah.
Using data to diagnose things and make decisions mid-flight.
Hold on, mid-flight. How is that even possible?
This is where it gets really interesting. They quote this guy, Tom Duffy. He's the VP of maintenance at Republic. He describes this like almost futuristic scenario. A pilot gets an alert about a part, right? But a technician on the ground, they can already see the data, figure out what's wrong, maybe even have a replacement part ready before the plane even lands.
Wow.
It's all about using tech to make maintenance faster, more efficient, safer, you know, the whole package.
It's amazing, like something out of Star Trek almost.
Nah.
But with all this data and algorithms and everything, what happens to the human element? Like, do mechanics need to become like data scientists now?
Yeah, it's a good question. A lot of folks in the industry are wondering the same thing. The article, it talks about needing a mindset and skills change, which sounds kind of intimidating, but
Right.
it's not about replacing mechanics. Not yet, anyway.
So it's more like they'll be working with the tech.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Augmenting, they call it. Like taking their expertise and giving them data to back it up. A mechanic with years of experience, they can use that data to confirm what they're seeing, maybe catch something they might have missed before.
It's like having a second set of eyes, but powered by like a million data points or something.
Exactly. And this whole shift from just eyeballing something to actually
Yeah.
using data to make decisions, that's huge.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
The article talked about this case at Republic Airways. They were looking at those air data probes, the ones we were talking about.
Yeah.
They were comparing photos of them, you know, like looking for wear and tear, and comparing that to the actual performance data from the plane.
So they were like checking to see if what they could see matched up with what the data was saying.
Exactly. And get this, they found differences. The visual inspections, they weren't always matching up with the data. Sometimes a probe would look totally fine, but the data showed it wasn't working right. And sometimes it was the opposite.
Wow, that's a little, I don't know, unsettling, isn't it?
It really shows you how much we rely on just like looking at something to figure out if it's working.
Right, yeah.
And that's where the data comes in. It can be so much more accurate, give you a much clearer picture of how healthy the aircraft really is, helps avoid unnecessary maintenance, you know, less chance of delays, and ultimately it's got to be safer in the long run.
For sure. Like switching from a gut feeling to like a more scientific approach. But it made me think about that part of the article about how different environments can be tough on planes. Like flying in like the desert heat versus like Iceland, that's got to put different kinds of stress on a plane.
Absolutely. You're spot on. That's another place this data is going to be huge. If you can analyze real-world performance from different environments, manufacturers, they can start making custom maintenance schedules for each airline, for their specific routes.
So instead of one plan for every plane, it's tailored to what that plane actually goes through.
Exactly. Super efficient.
Yeah. Though the article, it did mention some airlines are hesitant, even secretive, about sharing this data and like the cost savings they're seeing. Why so hush-hush, you think?
Right. Seems strange, doesn't it? If it's so great, you'd think they'd want to brag about it.
Yeah.
But it's probably a mix of things. Yeah. Competitive advantage, for sure.
Yeah, makes sense. If you've cracked the code on like saving 10% on maintenance because of this data, you probably don't want your competition copying your homework.
Right. And then there's the whole like convincing people thing. Even with amazing technology, there's always going to be that trust factor.
Oh, totally. Especially with something as important as, you know, keeping planes in the air.
Exactly. People need time to come around to new ways of doing things.
Yeah.
It's not just having the tech. It's showing that it works, that it's reliable. And that takes time.
Absolutely. So, big picture time. What does all this mean for the future of flying? Like, I'm not a pilot or mechanic or anything, but I fly. I'm curious.
Well, practically speaking, we're probably looking at air travel getting even more efficient. Imagine fewer delays, less of that unplanned maintenance, maybe even, dare I say it, cheaper flights.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Fewer delays would be a dream come true. But realistically,
that's tough to say for sure, but the potential is definitely there. But honestly, what I find really exciting is this whole shift in mindset, going from just reacting to problems to actually getting ahead of them, using data, not just to fix things, but to make sure they don't break in the first place.
It's like instead of putting out fires, we're stopping them from happening, but for airplanes.
And that's going to apply to other industries too, right? 100%. This whole deep dive into like airplane maintenance, it's actually a glimpse into something much bigger. Healthcare, manufacturing, even just our daily lives. The more data we have, the better we can make things, you know, more efficient, more personalized.
It's not just about planes then. It's how data is changing, well, everything.
Exactly. And that's something for everyone to think about, even if you're not, you know, an aviation buff. How could this data-driven approach be used in your field? Could it change how you work, the decisions you make? It's pretty exciting when you think about it.
It really is. And hey, maybe we'll have those data crunching mechanics to thank for a smoother, more efficient future. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Definitely gave us a lot to think about.